The tax specialist will help you determine what choice of business structure you should have for your property. This would be like the limited partnership or corporation, and actually we'll cover that in more depth at step 6, where we talk about the type of entity selection. Also at step 5, we're going to talk more on how you can identify and assess and then build a team that will support you in your real estate or in any other business venture. There are some other people that you need to have involved at this step in the purchase. You need to have your attorney involved. You'll want to talk to them about what kind of structures you need, as well as having them set up and also work on the contract that might need to be in place. You also will need a mortgage broker. This is the guy who's getting the financing. Hopefully you've already talked to them, so you have an idea of what you can qualify for and a range of what the interest rates will be for this. You also will need a title company. Depending on the part of the country you're in, you either need a title company or an attorney to actually close the deal. Closing the deal means making the title transaction, transferring it from the seller to you. And of course, you need insurance. Don't forget the insurance guy. You might need fire insurance. You might want to have some liability insurance that covers you. If you're going to be renting the property, you might want to have a landlord policy. If there's a business involved here, you might want some business interruption insurance. It all depends on what your specific needs are for that property.
And that is a very important cost to include when you're doing your assessment of the cash needs.
Exactly. In fact, we talked about these people. This isn't the time that you should first meet them. Hopefully, you've been talking to them already, so you have an idea of what they're going to recommend and the costs associated with that. And also, you want to make sure they clearly are on your team and understand your personal circumstances and your plan. Finally, you now have the property. What are you going to do with it? Hopefully, this isn't the first time you've asked yourself this question. You're either going to be selling it or renting it. Those are the basic two options. There's a number of variables on those. If you sell it, are you going to hold the financing? Are you going to list it? Are you going to try to sell it yourself? All of those decisions should have been thought out before this, and hopefully you have a plan on how you're going to do that. If you're going to rent it, you'll need to talk about getting a property manager and interviewing some people for that. You'll need to talk about how you're going to screen tenants if you're going to be the one running advertising, how you will set up for those plans.
Diane, if you want to be your own property manager, it's important that from the very beginning you set up your books for that property as if it is a separate entity so that you don't commingle those funds with your own personal funds.
I'm glad you brought that up, Sharon. The accounting records on this are different. This might be your first time you've actually had a business. Now remember, a real estate property is a business. It's giving you cash flow. So it needs to have its own accounting set up. Now this might be something you want to do yourself, or you may actually be hiring a property manager or a bookkeeper to keep your records. These decisions all need to be thought out because it will determine who you need to be on your team.
But let me reemphasize, it must be separate from your personal checking account. And back to what Rich Dad said, 4 greenhouses and then move into a red hotel. It's very important to get that first greenhouse. The best way to learn is by doing. So do it. Pick up the phone, call a broker, go to the grocery store when you buy that milk, stop and look at that bulletin board. Do it. You have the power. You have the opportunity. Take advantage of it.